There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the call-in number. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. 9933. Craig Douglas is with us, and we're going to be talking about radiation. We're going to be talking about some of his observations as he travels throughout the country, going from event to event. And we're going to be talking about, the Get Prepared Expo and what he is going to bring. As a matter of fact, I have information that leads me to believe that you'll be able to buy at the best prices around long-term storage food. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent. Nice to be here.
Hey, it's great. It's great to hear your voice, Craig. Class, if you're wondering who Craig Douglas is, if you've been to the Get Prepared Expo, he's the guy that has the exhibit with the civil defense yellow and black signage. And he wears a civil defense yellow shirt, and he's got those radiation detection meters, the survey meters, and he has examples of low-level radiation. Like plates, like a plate that you might have eaten off of Fiesta ware. It used to be popular. Orange Fiesta ware that was slightly radioactive, and it was common. It's not on the market anymore, but it was probably in the 1920s, 1930s, I think. Craig, maybe
all
even
the way
the 40s,
up to the
right?
Early 60s, actually. It was the original way to nuke your food.
You're absolutely right. So that's Craig Douglas. He's the guy that explains in our seminars about radiation, the types of radiation, what you need to be concerned about, and what is less harmful, and how to protect yourself from radiation. And whenever the TV cameras come to the Get Prepared Expo, they always zero in on Craig Douglas. And, Craig, you've been on many of their feeds, their news feeds about, the Get Prepared Expos in town and here's what it's like. And they'll come during the setup day and they'll video you and you're on the news at, 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock news. What is it about radiation that you think brings them right to you every
time?
Well,
it's such an unusual booth compared to everybody else, pretty much, that I do at any show. Any type of show I go to, it's the most unusual. The yellow stands out, the fallout shelter signs, everything at my booth, at least at the radiation table, is about 50 years old or older. And so it brings back nostalgia and memories and an era that no longer exists that some people remember, the whole duck and cover and everything that was going on in the 60s with the Cuban Missile Crisis and the fear of radiation. I think that's primarily it. Sometimes it's nostalgia because some of the stuff is in the movies, some old movies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think it's just cool.
Well, let me ask you, do you have any of those yellow civil defense signs? They're roughly the size, about a foot by a foot, maybe even a little larger. Do you still have those available for sale?
The ones you're thinking of are not civil defense signs per se. They're called fallout shelter signs. They're the ones that used to be mounted on the side of buildings, so a place where we could go for protection in case we were attacked by the Soviet Union. Yes, in fact, I have four different types of those signs, two originals and two reproductions.
What do the originals sell for, if I might ask, and what do the reproductions sell for?
The original ones were made in 1962. There's two sizes. The one that you would see mounted outside of a building, it would have a, it would be, let me see, I think those are 14 by 20, I think is the size. And they'd have a little circle in the middle of the symbol. It's kind of a radioactive symbol, except it says fallout shelter, and it's slightly different. And that would be, have a capacity circle in it with a number. And those are the ones mounted outside the building. Those are made of aluminum. Those go for $50. And then there's a smaller one, which is half the size, made of tin, that goes for $40. And that was usually mounted inside the buildings with indications of which way to go once you got inside the building. Most of those signs you don't see anymore. They've been long gone. A lot of the buildings that they were on were torn down, or people tore them down for you. A lot of them got stolen as souvenirs. I actually have them. They're still basically brand new, never been mounted on a wall. The reproductions I have are same size as a small one. I think they're 10 by 14, mm-hmm. and they're very close to being reproductions. In fact, I had to have those manufactured myself because none of them actually look like the originals. All the reproductions out there don't look anything like the originals. Mine are the closest ever that look like the originals, although I don't make any bones about it. I put in fine print that they're reproductions, so I'm not trying to fool anybody. And those go for $10 for a plastic one and $20 for an aluminum one. And I will have those up very soon on theprepperstop.com.
Okay. So, class, if you want to go to Craig Douglas's website, theprepperstop.com. And, Craig, I'm looking for those civil defense signs right now, so the one that you're talking about, the large one, that has the circle, and what's in the circles, is it yellow and black with three triangles, or is it blue and white and red with one triangle?
You're two different things there. Originally, I thought you were talking about the fallout shelter signs. That's usually the very visible thing at my table, reflective yellow and black signs that would be mounted outside a building. Those are called fallout shelter signs. Little circle I was talking about is on the sign itself. In the middle of the sign, there'll be a little circle that will say capacity and then a blank space for the number of people that shelter would hold. And you can find those on eBay also. You have to make sure you're getting it with the right. There's two different sizes, like I say, the originals. The other design you're thinking of, that you're also thinking of, is I wear that as a patch, and usually you saw it as a round symbol. The field would be blue. There'd be a white triangle in the middle of that blue field, and then it would have the letters CD in red, standing for civil defense. That's the civil defense logo. That's completely different than the fallout shelter signs. And by the way, I'm the only one in the world that has those patches, by the way, because, frankly, when I started looking for them to sell them, I spent long and hard looking on the Internet, and nobody had them, so I had to make them myself, because civil defense has pretty much been dead now for, 30 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking around the studio here, and I see a spot on the wall where that first sign, the large one you were talking about, would fit. So if you have one that you want to sell me, can you hold that for me and bring it to the Expo, and I'd like to buy it from you?
I'll have plenty of the Expo.
Okay. We've got Robert from Santa Cruz on with Craig Douglas. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about my vision. It's been going downhill for the past couple of years. I'm just curious if there's something that, can improve my vision.
Hey, Robert, I have a feeling that you have dialed the wrong number. This is USA Prepares, and if you want to call us on a Wednesday with Dr. Norman Cheely, that makes sense. But it sounds to me like your call is a medical question, and we're talking about radiation and the civil defense era and long-term storage food today. So I have a feeling that you called the wrong show.
I apologize for that.
Well, it's great to have you here with us, and so just consider redialing on Wednesday with Dr. Norman Cheely. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Well, it's live radio. It happens, right? So, Craig Douglas, your new website, highlights long-term storage food. Now, I understand that we're going to talk about radiation detection as well, but can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what's going to happen with this long-term storage food? I understand that you're going to have it at the lowest price available in the country at the Get Prepared Expo. Is that correct?
That's right. As a lot of the attendees of your previous events know, there was a major freeze-dried dealer there that would sell Mountain House brands, and apparently from what you tell me, he will no longer be there, and he wanted me to sort of fill in the shoes, and so and I am a dealer for the Mountain House food, and what I'm going to be offering as an introductory offer for those people that do come to the show, a 25% discount off of MSRP at the show for number 10 cans. We may offer some reduction in prices on the buckets and the pouches as well, because those will also be there. And so that is actually the lowest price you will ever see it being sold at anywhere, anytime, any at all. This is going to be a big sale, 25% off of the Mountain House number 10 cans. That's, you won't find anywhere, you know, cheaper anywhere, even on Amazon or in the internet anywhere. This is going to be the lowest price you will ever see Mountain House sold at this show, and it's only for the people who show up for the show. We won't be offering it on theprepperstop.com just yet. At least I don't think we will. I think it's going to have to be an exclusive for people who show up to the show.
Okay. Now, and this is because you're limited. All Mountain House dealers, as I understand, are limited to the number of sales that they can have, It's controlled. You just can't have a sale whenever you want. So you're using your sale, the ones that you're allowed to have at the Get Prepared Expo for that period of the Get Prepared Expo. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm allowed as a legitimate Mountain House dealer to have 4 sales per year, only if I inform them in writing first. The parent company is called Oregon Freeze Dry. And the Mountain House brand, I can put it on sale 4 times a year if I notify them in advance in writing, and the maximum that I can reduce that to is the 25%. That's why I know I'm safe in saying I will have the lowest price in the country on that weekend. Now, there may be others that have a sale running at the same time that match my price, but no one will be lower in the entire country.
Class, I can tell you this, that when we have a Get Prepared Expo, we get pallets and pallets and pallets of freeze-dried food. And almost without exception, all of that food is gone by the end of the expo. It's all purchased. So if you get a chance to come to the Get Prepared Expo and you want to drive home with food, you can at the lowest price in the country. March 27th, 28th, and 29th in Lebanon, Missouri. Information is on the website.
Yeah. See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Craig Douglas is with us. Theprepperstop.com is his website. And I purchased a Bendix civil defense dosimeter, actually a couple of them from Craig a couple expos ago. And I have them right here in the studio. And it's, the one I have is painted yellow. It's made by Bendix, and it's a CD. I can't read the next letter because it's, the label is worn, but model 138. I've got it in my hands. And so if you're interested in some of the civil defense era radiation detection devices, Craig Douglas will have them at the expo, and that's March 27th, 28th, and 29th. And if you're interested in having a meal with Craig, if you're interested in going to his seminars, you can get your tickets right now online at usapreparis.com, usapreparis.com. Click on the shop tab, as in shopping, but the shop tab, and you'll be able to buy your tickets. And if you want to stay at a motel, we've negotiated the lowest rates that they have available at any time in Lebanon, Missouri. And that's available at the contact tab, so you'll find that. And the motels offer free hot breakfast. And then we offer at the expo meals. So you'll be able to have gourmet hot dogs during the entire expo at $2. And these are like a third of a pound with gourmet buns, Nathan's Best hot dogs. And you'll be able to have soft drinks and water available. And if you want to buy a coffee mug, you can get one of those at $8, the same one I use right here in the studio. They're black, and they say USA Prepares on one side and Network on the other side. And you'll be able to get a free refill as many refills as you want all weekend for coffee at the Get Prepared Expo. They're $8. So we're trying to drive your cost down to the absolute minimum. And if you'd like to have a meal with Craig Douglas, you can do that because we have three banquet meals. Banquet meals with the instructors and the exhibitors. So if you want to sit down with Craig Douglas and if you want to learn about freeze-dried food, he'll teach you about it. And if you want to become a dealer working with him, he'll teach you how to do that. If you're interested in more about radiation, he'll teach you that. And it's a great opportunity to sit with your instructor, the one you want per meal. So the meals, how much are they for a banquet meal? $10.80. And it really is a banquet meal. So we have Friday night, banquet meal with the instructors. Saturday, banquet meal with the instructors. And Sunday, we have banquet lunch. So, and then you have the seminars. So, Craig, let me ask you this. What are we going to learn in your seminars at the Get Prepared Expo?
Well, I'm speaking on radiation detection, and it's a lot more than just radiation detection, though. The name that you put on your site is kind of a misnomer. The actual topic mainly is radiation preparedness. The detection equipment is actually kind of secondary because the main thing that people in the prepper community need to understand is radiation events are survivable. It's not like the nuclear winter scenario we believed in the 50s and 60s, if you just do a little bit of preparation and have a little bit of knowledge for low money, you can have a much greater potential to even know what to do to start with a radiological event, because most people, even the seasoned preppers, they know very little about radiation or radiation protection. Most people got the idea in the 50s and 60s, well, it's all hopeless, the bombs just got so big, so I'm just going to bend over and kiss my butt goodbye. And the reality is those are the people that are going to wake up the next day, find out they're still alive, and then not have any idea what to do. And so my class is mainly geared towards helping you understand about radiation, how it travels, how it affects the body, and how to protect yourself at for a very low cost. And not necessarily any equipment, just how to deal with it, because that's a lack of knowledge that we just don't have in the prepper industry.
Craig, what I'm going to do during this broadcast is change the name of your seminar to radiation preparedness. So we're going to learn how we can survive. Why don't we talk about that, Craig? There are three main types of radiation. Can you teach us about that during the next 15 minutes or so?
Sure. And before we get very much farther either, because some people may have already gone to the website and found out it's basically still under construction. Bookmark it for later, because within a week or so we should be able to have it up fully and have it people being able to purchase things that they want and a lot more information, because I'm going to be recording a bunch of videos for it Monday, actually, that we hope to post on there next week. So in the meantime, as far as radiation goes, I would recommend you go to forbiddenknowledge.info, and I have a radiation page up there which will explain a whole lot. But what sounds like, though, I'm going to have to hold off on that because you got the music playing then, so you're going to have to go to
a
break.
Yeah, well, we're going into a break, and in a few minutes we'll be outside of that break. During that break, I'll update the website to change the title of your seminar. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about radiation, the three types, and what you need to know. Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com instructor. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Douglas is with us, and we're talking about radiation. Craig, please give us a brief introduction to the types of radiation and what we need to know about them.
Okay, for preparedness purposes, we're primarily concerned if there is a nuclear device detonated, a power plant accident, or a dirty bomb. Those are usually the dangers we would expect to confront in a survival type of situation. In those instances, the really only types of radiation we really have to worry about to prepare for is beta and gamma radiation. Now, all the old civil defense equipment from the 60s, 50s and 60s, was primarily geared toward detecting gamma rays, because gamma rays are the most dangerous. It can do the most damage to the body. It's a penetrating. It's like X-rays. It goes right through the body, right through walls. And the best way to protect yourself from gamma rays is just basically to be underground. The key is mass between you and the gamma source. So it's actually very simple to protect yourself from gamma. All our shelters were underground, and that was a place we could go to in case we were attacked. And really, you only had to stay in a shelter for a week or two at the most. Unless there were additional bombs going off, you really only needed to stay in the shelter for about a week. And so being underground, the mass blocks the gamma rays. And you don't necessarily have to, and this is another misnomer. People have a misconception about shelters and bunkers, shelters that are, you know, roof cellars and so on. You don't necessarily need tons and tons of earth above you. You really only need it to the side facing the gamma rays. In other words, most people in this country maybe can get to a basement where your basement is typically about 4 feet underground and maybe 3 feet above ground. The gamma rays will be going right through your house, but it won't be going through the part of the basement that's buried. So basically, if you were just to sit down or lay down or whatever, get low to the ground to where the gamma rays are basically going over your head. The gamma rays don't take a U-turn and come down in your basement, in other words. The gamma rays will always be off on the horizon somewhere. They won't be coming from above, because if they're coming from above, that means you were at ground zero and you probably wouldn't have survived it anyway. So that's why you don't need tons and tons of earth above you. You just need tons and tons of earth facing the gamma source. And so, very simply, a place to go underground. It doesn't have to have special blast doors or anything like that. The blast door thing would only be if you were near ground zero. Those aren't very easy to survive. If you're in the city, which you probably realize, everybody who's listening to me now, you probably shouldn't be in a major city. Otherwise, that could be more of a target, obviously, than being a little bit away from the city. But even if you're on the outskirts of the city and neighborhoods, your house may be damaged or even destroyed, but if you have a basement to go into, you're going to be protected from the gamma rays. What they would typically do also, if you're going to do the basement idea, back in the 50s and 60s, they would teach homeowners to take an old door or even an existing door and put it up in an angle against your basement wall. It creates a little triangle space, and so you can go in that space. And even if your house were to collapse, you probably would be able to survive that, because the door would add a whole lot of protection. And so, very simply, you need to get underground for gamma. Shielding, you need mass to shield you. Gamma rays go right through food, right through water. The gamma rays do not stay in the food or water, though. But that's where the discussion for beta comes in, because that's the next type of radiation. Now, gamma is the most dangerous. That's what everything was geared to protect us from. Beta is a little bit different. It's not as dangerous. It doesn't take nearly as much mass to block beta. You can block beta with even a piece of plywood. So you wouldn't really have much of an issue of beta inside your house, except for air leakage. You see, because a beta particle, see, a piece of dust or dirt collects a beta particle, and then a beta particle goes up into the atmosphere, and the winds carry it until it eventually comes down as what we call fallout. Now, beta radiation isn't nearly as penetrating. The key to beta radiation is not to get it inside your body. If you get it on your skin, then all you basically do is wash off your skin, and you're good to go. So a simple protective clothing there, even something like even regular clothing, but a rain suit would be better. You're not too much worried about the radiation as per se as the dust getting on your skin and then giving you something that would be akin to a burn, like a sunburn. So the sooner you can wash it off, the better. As far as ingesting it, that's the problem with beta. You don't want to eat it, breathe it, or drink it. And of those three, it's very easy to protect yourself from those three as well. You don't want to eat it. So any food you have that's in a package is safe. As long as when you open up that package, whether it be a can or a wrapper of some kind, as long as you dust it off and don't let the dust get on your food, the food will be safe to eat. So you don't want to eat it. You don't want to breathe it. Now, breathing it, the easiest way there is a respirator. If you keep it out of your lungs, that's key. Keep it out of your lungs. Just wear a respirator. Even something you can get at a Home Depot or whatever that is a dust respirator can be very helpful. You want really something that has a HEPA filter. That's the name of it, H-E-P-A, HEPA filter. And that will get the finest particulates, and you'll be safe if you were able to wear a respirator in a fallout environment. So just keep it out of your lungs. A gas mask is overkill, but gas masks work just fine, too, because those have HEPA filters inside those canisters. And then as far as drinking it, also very simple. If you have to collect surface water, you'll need to filter it. Something from a well, you probably won't have tap water, but if you have tap water, that should be good, too. Tap water and well water will not be contaminated with beta particles unless there's something very wrong. So you'll be able to use your well or tap water, but probably both of those will fail because you won't have electricity more than likely. So unless you have a hand pump for your well or another source to get water, you're probably going to have to collect surface water. And for surface water, you will need a way to filter it. Now, it doesn't take much. All the commercially available filters on the market should pretty much fill the bill. The gravity-fed ones like the Proper, the Berkey, or the Aquarain, those ceramic filters will block out the particulates fine enough that the beta particles will stay in your filter. They won't come through the filter and be in your drinking water. So unlike what a lot of people think, you can use surface water, but I would highly beware of certain types of filters with surface water because you can't filter out a virus. So you not only have to worry about the radiation, but the virus. The virus is actually more deadly in this instance than the radiation does because those filters will block the radiation. It'll stay in the filter. But then you're still probably going to have to boil it or use iodine or chlorine or something. But as far as radiation goes, almost all the commercially available models, especially the ones with the ceramic filters, will keep that beta particle out of your body because it'll stop it at the filter. So that's in a nutshell. That's beta and gamma. Alpha radiation isn't as dangerous, certainly not for civil defense. It's more of a long-term chronic thing for health. That would be radon coming from the basement of your house. For civil defense purposes or for survival purposes, we're not worried about alpha. It can be blocked with a piece of paper. Basically, with that, you just need to use something like a gas mask or have ventilation. And then X-rays are the last one, and that is they behave very similar to gamma rays, but they're not as much of an issue in a nuclear event as gamma is. So basically, you only really have to study and learn how to protect yourself from beta and gamma radiation for nuclear preparedness purposes.
Craig, I remember watching these civil defense movies back in school, elementary school, back in the 50s and 60s. And one of the things that they showed was this nuclear blast, and there was a high wind coming from the epicenter, going outward in all directions, 360 degrees from the blast. And then the wind would turn around after the vacuum was created by this blast, and then the wind would go back the other way, and buildings would be blown apart and so forth. Now, if you think that you might be in a situation, and it could be a tornado that could do the same kind of thing, you might want to get some concrete blocks, and let's get your opinion on this too, Craig. You might find a corner of your basement where there's no window above ground where you might be making your shelter, and just take some concrete blocks and build a wall to help support the joists above you, so that if there is a collapse of your house, you've got an extra support of these concrete blocks against the floor joists to add additional support for the floor to help protect that floor from falling on top of you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's fine. That takes the same idea as some of those storm shelters that are commercially made, those steel boxes basically that you bolt to the floor in your basement. Those are very effective too. But the concrete blocks are cheaper. I would, however, probably mortar them in place or else have some other kind of support because they're loose blocks. If the overpressure is enough to knock over your block and you're in there, that's not a very good thing. So you would probably want to have it reinforced or mortared or something to protect them from being just crumbling like toys. That would be the key to that. But, yes, the door situation I was telling you about, that's like the most easy, most immediate thing anybody can do because everybody has a door that you can pop off two or three pins out of your door and take in your basement and use it as a temporary shelter. And if the building does collapse above you, you probably would survive it. You might be trapped in there a little bit. You might have a hard time getting out or maybe not get out at all, but you probably would survive if your house were to collapse. I can talk a little bit about we haven't done this on your show before. You're right. First, you see a flash of light. With that flash of light will be what they call an electromagnetic pulse, which will knock out all computer chips and the grid will go down. Then you'll have an immediate heat The heat could be very intense. It could be up to 800 degrees for a couple seconds, depending where you are. And then you get a nice wind, as you might want to say, and that could be up to 800 miles an hour if you're near the, I'm sorry, not that much, I can't remember the miles per hour, but you'll get a huge pressure wave. It'll feel like massive wind immediately. And that only lasts for a little bit, and then the wind will actually reverse, just like you said. The wind will go the other way a little less intensely, but it will go the other way for a little bit. And after that point in time, when the wind goes back the other day, or other way, from then on, it's just a matter of all the things that I would talked about with the protection from radiation. There won't be, unless there's other bombs going off, there won't be additional blasts like that. The wind and all the everything else you have to put up with. If you survive that part of it, which if you're away from the cities, you probably will. You almost certainly will. Even if your house gets leveled, you can still survive this. Then you just have to deal with the radiation that follows. And gamma only for about a week, generally, a week or two at the most. And beta, depending on the half-life of the radio molecule, it could be microseconds, it could be years. It really depends on the beta particle. So these is all you really have to do if your house does collapse, like Vincent said, put yourself in a situation where you have some kind of room, safe room, that would protect yourself if the house collapsed. But then you have to be able to stay underground for up to a week, basically, up to 2 weeks, but generally about a week, depending how far away you are from the epicenter. So it's not that hard, not that expensive. We haven't talked about anything about buying thousands of dollars worth of equipment, some concrete blocks, or even an old door.
Hold that thought, Craig. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
A couple minutes ago, well, let me share this with you. Mrs. Fennelly listens to the broadcast live. She's the quality assurance department here at USAPrepares.com. And she was listening to the broadcast, and the commercial announcement started, and she ran into the studio, and she said, Craig Douglas is great. He's got so much information. He's going so fast. You need to schedule him for right away. Right, we need to have him back. So I said, okay, no problem. And so during the commercial break, I mentioned that to Craig Douglas. He's going to be back February 17th at 9 a.m. live right here on GCN. So if, and he'll be rebroadcast all over the country, in tape delay on many networks, including RBN, Liberty News Radio, and other radio stations. So Craig Douglas will be back with us Tuesday, February 17th at 9 a.m. And, of course, he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. Craig, you know, we're talking about, you know, these pressure waves, these the wind. And so, class, think about this. In addition to the radiation protection, imagine 2x4s from houses that have been blown apart by the blast flying at 100 miles an hour or more. You know, trees flying at 100 miles an hour. Those dog bowls in your backyard flying at 100 miles an hour. You know, your lawn furniture flying and tables and flying at 100 miles an hour. Anything that's in your backyard, front yard, flying at 100 miles an hour or more. So you want to, in addition, protect yourself against these flying objects and make sure that you're below ground if possible. Now, Craig, do you recommend that people get out of cities? Do you have a list of potential targeted cities that you can share with us, or don't we know?
Well, today we don't really know. Frankly, the 50s and 60s rules of global thermonuclear war with the Soviet Union probably don't apply as much today. I say probably because who knows? There's, you know, Russia's been acting up recently. Primarily, I think in today's political climate, what we're probably most concerned about would be a so-called terrorist act, and that so-called terrorist act would more likely be manifest itself in the form of a nuclear device, either something portable like in a suitcase, which wouldn't, that's only about one kiloton yield, it really wouldn't cause much damage, or a nuclear device offshore launched by some rogue state. A country like, say, North Korea, they can't get a missile all the way here, but they could get a missile on a ship and get it here. But also there's the more likely potential is a shipping container or a ship off in the harbor somewhere offshore, which could do some bad damage to a particular city, but it probably wouldn't be a nationwide thing unless they had simultaneous attacks. So if you're near a major waterway, which might not have been a major target in the past, in a major city in a major waterway or a strategic location on a major waterway, some type of factory or industry, that would be a more likely target today than bombs dropping in everybody's neighborhood all around the country. So frankly, I don't think the dangers are as much today. We probably have much more to worry about after electromagnetic pulse when our nuclear power plants shut down. That's probably more of a danger than even a so-called terrorist act of a nuclear device. So that my recommendation would be you got to try to do what you can for any of them. But I wouldn't worry about the global thermonuclear war thing anymore because I don't think that applies, at least here in 2015. Maybe 5 years from now it would. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Craig, when we get together on Tuesday, February 17th, can we discuss exactly what you were talking about, the nuclear power plants, and what could happen if they are forced to shut down very quickly or if there's an electromagnetic pulse? Because that is really, really serious. I mean, that there are about 100 nuclear power plants in the United States, and we store spent radioactive materials at a lot of those sites. So that is a huge, huge danger that's just looming right now. So let's talk about that when we come back on February 17th at 9 a.m. right here at USA Prepares. Class, Craig Douglas has been with us, and you can get a chance to have dinner with him, have another dinner with him, have lunch with him, attend his seminars, meet him in person, and have him describe and explain radiation to you in person at the Get Prepared Expo, March 27, 28, and 29. And you can find out more about that at usaprepares.com. Craig Douglas, thanks so much for being with us, my friend. It's always great to be with you in the broadcast and in person. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.